Welcome, everyone. Let's stand together. Sing our first song. Thank you for being back tonight. If you were here last week, we're grateful. If this is your first time, we're thankful to have you with us. And I hope this won't be your last. We hope you'll come back and join us again every time. We'd love for you to be here. We'll be doing this each week all through the summer and till, what is it, August 21st or something like that, I guess. So we want you to come be a part of this. We'll let you know kind of when we're doing some. We do a couple of special ones every year. We do we usually do a camp wow. And it's a lot of fun that night. And then we usually do an oldies wow, where all we do is some great hymns that have been written through the years. Some of them hundreds of years ago. And so so we want you to come back for all of the our WOW worship times together. We'd love for you to do that. We're going to get right into learning our new song for the night, which is I Will Wait for You. Many of you may have heard this song. It's a great, great song. We'll talk a little about the song later, the message of the song. But we'll sing it for you down here, and you can kind of listen for your part and follow along with the music. So Jeremy, Jan, if you'll bring that music up.
Thank you.
we'll sing it a little bit later in our worship time too. But I want to kind of give you a feel for how the song goes. So now that you have that, it's back up at the beginning. Message. I want to do one thing real quick. If you'll go back to 22, I want to make sure you're getting that. You know, the first verse is, now he has come to make a way, and then the verse that all find healing in his sacrifice. And it stays down low. And then the last two verses 3 and 4 go up. Find healing in his sacrifice. Did you get that? Okay, so let's do 22 and 23, just to make sure you've got that down. Now he has come to make a way, and God himself has paid a price that all who trust in him today find healing in his sacrifice. So, I want to start by telling you a story of when Sonia and I first started dating. She's got very nervous just now because she has no idea I'm telling this story. she's under the pew. She's gone. her dad. She has two brothers. Her dad and her two brothers are big time hunters. Like they deer hunt. I mean, I fished a little bit, but hunting, I'm telling you, I remember maybe going squirrel hunting once or twice with a 22, and I didn't know what I was doing. I was just roaming around out there, and then if a squirrel come up, I was like, I don't know if I want to shoot that thing. What am I going to do with it? And so I'm that guy. And so I start dating Sonya, and I'm really wanting to impress, you know. So I act like I'm very interested in hunting, and I'm terrified because they live in Atoka, Oklahoma. So you're getting down in the area where they'll take you out and just leave you, and they don't, and you have no idea where you are. And so I'm thinking. First of all, I don't know if her dad really likes me all that much. So why would he protect me? Why would he? He wants me to go bow hunt. So I practiced in his backyard. I'm so bad. I didn't know what I was doing. So I practiced for a little while, and then he took me. And I guess with bow hunting, you have to get there really early, like dark, dark early. And it was freezing cold. And so he takes me out. It's just me and him. He takes me out and he puts me in this tree. I honestly had no clue where I was. And he puts me up in this tree, and then he walks off, leaves me. And I sat there in that tree. I didn't see anything. It was pitch dark for, I don't know how, it seemed like forever. Yeah, I didn't see anything. I'd hear a few things. And then I started thinking, I wonder if he will come back for me, or if this is... Like, if this is his way of going, I don't really want you marrying my daughter. And so I sat there and sat there and sat there, and I kept thinking, surely the sun will come up at some time. I don't know, in Atoka, doesn't it come up here too? And so I'm just sat there forever, and I just kept looking for that sun to come up, looking for some light. Waiting, could not wait for that light to come out so I could just go, okay, well, I'm still alive, everything's still good, maybe I can find my father-in-law at some point. And maybe you've been in that position before where you've been in the dark, you knew the light was coming, but you just couldn't wait for it to get there. Like, you were just like, I need to be able to see what's happening. Listen to Psalm 130. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. What an amazing message from the psalmist, one that begins with a personal testimony of God's rescue from the depths of guilt and awareness of sin and ascends step by step to giving confidence to others in their trust in God. It's a powerful assurance of forgiveness. And tonight, our hope is that we share in this worship experience together. As we share in this worship experience together, we would gain a better understanding of God's grace and God's mercy, his forgiveness, his redemption. He is a sovereign God that we can put our hope and our trust in. He will never fail us. Our spouses might, our friends might, our kids might, our coworkers might. In fact, all of them probably will at some point, but God will not. He never will. So let's acknowledge that and thank him for that tonight as we worship together. Let's stand. Let's sing together.
Blessed be your name in the land that Amen. Father, we're just so grateful for another season of WOW Class. Everyone in this room just loves this opportunity to worship you so much. It's just such an encouragement, and we always look forward to it, and we're grateful for the time we can spend together. Father, we know that you're sovereign. We know that you're holy and just. We know that you're always good. We know that you're full of love and grace and mercy and compassion and forgiveness. We know all these things in our minds, but far too often we forget them in our hearts. We forget to focus on you and the victory that's already been won through Jesus. And we just start to focus on the problems of the world. Like the psalmist, we cry, how long? We look at a fallen world and we cry, how long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will you look on the evil in this world and do nothing? How long will you allow injustice? How long will you allow wars to continue? How long will you watch hate divide people without intervening? Just this week in our own city, a boy witnessed his mother being murdered. And we cry, how long? How long will you allow horrible and heartbreaking things like that to continue to happen? And Father, then we look at our own lives and we think of the burdens that we carry and we ask, how long? How long must I mourn the loss of this loved one? How long will this disease affect my body? How long until I can break this addiction? How long must I live with the regret of a past sin? We ask these things and we forget the answer, and the answer is you. The answer has always been you, Father. So I just pray that you'll remind us again of your sovereignty. I pray that you'll remind us just how deeply you love each person in this room. I pray that you'll remind us how much you care about every detail of our lives. Father, give us the trust and the courage to wait on you, to carry us through whatever storm that we find ourselves in. Father, I pray that you'll bring encouragers into our lives, people that are specifically in tune with what's going on with us and can bless us based upon what they've been through. And I pray, Father, that you'll use us in the same way. I pray that you'll bring people into our lives that we can bless in a very specific way. I pray that you'll help us encourage each other in your family. But even more importantly, Father, I pray that you'll bring people into our lives out in the world, people who so desperately need you, people that ask those same questions, how long, but they don't have the answer. Father, we have the answer. Help us to be the answer to them. Help us to show Jesus to them so that they can have the same hope that we have in you. Father, as we just continue through the rest of this worship service, whatever burdens that we're carrying, each person in this room has something that they're carrying. I pray that you'll just help us to lay it at your feet and remember that you are God and remember how much you love us and remember that it is well with our soul. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, no doubt, as Philip just mentioned in his prayer tonight, there are those of us in this room who are in the depths. We may be in the depths of sin, like the psalmist in chapter 130 we just read. We may be in the depths of poverty or sorrow or confusion or sickness or pain. The psalmist says, out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. We're about to sing three songs, songs that allow us to start to cry out to Him. After the third song, Nearer My God to Thee, we're going to take a couple of minutes just to be alone with God, just to be quiet and to be able to just call out to Him on our own, to cry out to Him, to ask Him to hear our voices as we ask Him for deliverance from whatever depth we find ourselves in. Remember, this is a God who can still calm the storms. He didn't just do that once. He continues to do that. And he can do that for you. The waves and the winds still know his name. Let's continue our worship as we cry out to him.
Thank you.
the Lord, my soul waits. In his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. So having cried out from the depths to God, the psalmist is now determined to wait upon God and the rescue he knew he would bring. More than those who watch for the morning. He uses that vivid image of a watchman in the darkness of the early morning, scanning the horizon for the first sign of morning light, kind of like a guy in the woods in Atoka, Oklahoma several years ago. And the watchman doesn't doubt that the morning will come. He only wonders when. And that's where the psalmist is, watching for God and the help he promised to bring. Not that we think he might bring, he has promised to bring us help, and he will deliver. Then he closes with these words, O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. He now shares with the whole nation of Israel and with us this message. Trust that God will indeed bring redemption and rescue to those of us overwhelmed in the depths of our sin and struggle. He will never let us go. That's a promise. Let's close with this last song. I hope you'll come back and join us next week. I think you'll be blessed by what we have planned for next week as well. Thank you for being here tonight. We'll close with our new song from last week and appropriate for us, Never Gonna Let Me Go.
Sing it. Once I was lost, wandering in darkness, no life inside, no hope inside. He called my name and healed my blindness. Send me a
you for your promise that you won't let us go. Father, help us leave here confident that we can cry out to you and ask for forgiveness, ask for mercy, ask for grace, ask for help, and you are there. Father, thank you for lifting us up, for being our deliverer, for being our protector, for being our sovereign God. We love you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. His name we pray. Amen.